Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
I'm glad to say Martin Murphy joins us on the line. And Martin, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Patrick. How are you keeping?
I'm doing very well indeed, Martin. Hope you're keeping well on this Friday afternoon. It's a busy weekend of racing ahead. And of course, all eyes really are on the Epsom Derby tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, absolutely, Patrick. Plenty of racing at home, of course, as well. Bank Holiday weekend, always very busy. Two race meetings every day, including Monday as well. But as you're right, the Epsom Derby definitely stands head and shoulders over everything else. And of course, you'd be very hopeful of an Irish win here. We only 13 runners, 8 of them trained in Ireland, 7 by Aidan O'Brien, and 1 by Kevin Pendergast, Mad Noon, of course. You'd like to see him win. But Aidan O'Brien has won this race 6 times in the past, and is long odds on to win it, make it 7. Of course, for the punters, which one is the question. And I suppose Sir Dragonette is the one. If you said, you know, 6-7 weeks ago, people were saying, what horse is that? Because he'd never even raced. And he appeared in a Tipperary Maiden in April, and absolutely both in 14-1 on softish ground. Then he went to Chester Bays a couple of weeks later and absolutely really bolted in again, winning by 8 lengths on that occasion with Dunico O'Brien. Very impressive horse. The big question mark has to be the ground, Patrick. It must be a slight concern, I have to say. It's good to firm over there. It's supposed to get very warm as well over in Epsom, so I can see it very lively. And this is the first time he's have to face it. So that is the big question mark. Ryan Moore, of course, no surprise, he raised the horse. I think they had to pay $85,000 to supplement him last Monday into the race, and he'd certainly be out to try and win this race. But his stable companion Broome, the mount of Dunico O'Brien, he was a good winner of the Ballysack Stakes and of course the Dunstone Derby trial, a kind of traditional route to the Derby. I think the mile and a half will suit him very well. He does have a style of racing maybe that it looks a bit lazy really. He kind of is at the back early on and then comes home fairly strongly, so the mile and a half should suit him very well. And then you've got a few others. Anthony Van Dyke, a very good two-year-old for Aidan O'Brien, good winner of the Linkfield Derby trial and the mount of Shamie Heffernan. He would have a good chance. Couple of outsiders then, maybe the likes of maybe Japan, Circus Maximus, Norway and Sovereign. So Sovereign could be the one that's likely to make the running. Of the English hopes, I think definitely the pick of them would be a horse called Telecaster, trained by Hughie Morrison, the mount of O'Sheen Murphy. And Telecaster was very, very good when winning the Dante Stakes a couple of weeks ago, beating two down hot. Oh, I don't think let the farm down on the second last week in the Irish Guineas at the Corrigan, the Irish 2000 Guineas, second to Phoenix of Spain. Well beaten, but in saying that, it was still a good run. I think Telecaster has a good chance over a mile and a half, and he'd expect him to probably improve for that. He'd have a good chance around 6-7-1. Well, Mad Moon for Kevin Pendergast, so long touted as a leading Guineas hope, finished fourth in the Guineas in England behind Magna Grecia at Newmarket. Probably drawn the wrong side of the track on that occasion. Came home well, I have to say. Would have good prospects maybe staying the trip. I've seen him win over a mile twice as a two-year-old, and he's very hopeful for Kevin Pendergast in his 86 years as a human being, and I think he's worth training for about 60 years, roughly at this stage, Patrick. He'd be a hugely popular win. Chris Hayes takes the mount. I think the ground won't be a bother from mile and a half, should stay very well, around 10-1. He's got a great each way chance, but it's going to be a cracking race either way. Hopefully it'll be an Irish victory. I'd love to see Mad Moon win, but I suppose, you know, Aidan O'Brien has such a good record in the race. Maybe the likes of Broome might be good enough to beat Sir Dragonette.
Okay, we'll get your final selection a little bit later on, but we'll kick into the Irish racing firstly for the weekend, Martin, and firstly we're going to have a look at Navan, which gets underway on Saturday with the earlier start time of 12:35, Martin, and the we're going to move on to the second race in the card. It's the 22 runner 5 furlong sprint handicap for horses rated 45-65.
Yeah, big field here, but one I think that sticks out a bit is Teddy Boy for Edward Lynham. Unfortunately, we strongly fancied this one last week, Patrick, and unfortunately he unseated rider after coming out of stalls at Akura. Now, before that, he finished good second in Ace from an unfavourable draw. Before that, again, he was third over his quarter distance at Navan. He hasn't had the best of draws again in stall 15 over 22, but I just think with Gavin Ryan claiming 7, hopefully there won't be a repeat of what happened last week, and he's got a very good chance of winning it. He's typically Edward Lynham sprinter, just improves the racing, and I think he has maybe a good future ahead of him in maybe a higher level than this. A few, obviously, with chances against him, the likes of Bielik for John McConnell, who's having a very good season again, a horse in very good form. Arty Unity for John Payne could be interesting when swinging across on board. A Brave Display for John Ox, formerly trained by Patrick Pendergast, was a useful horse last season. But I do think Teddy Boy, in such a big field, has a very, very good chance.
Moving on to the fourth race in the card, it's the 10-2 race, the handicap over the mile and 5 furlongs, with just the 5 runners, but it looks to be very tight between the 5 of them.
It does indeed, Patrick, and a couple of chances here. Again, John McConnell has two good chances with the Harshgall Construct and Life on Earth, both of them of good form. Rockabill for Joseph Bryan would probably prefer the shorter trip. He disappointed slightly at the Curragh last week over 2 miles, but I think the one to beat is the top one in Scribe for Gordon, or Colin Keane and Gerlines. Only fourth behind Audie Human at Limerick on his only start this year. That ground was kind of soft on that occasion, but he didn't get the clearest of runs. He wouldn't say no to a bit of rain overnight, but I think there is a bit of rain forecast, and I think even at 9:10 he's going to take plenty of beating.
Okay, let's move on to the €50,000 10 furlong Royal County Handicap for 3-year-olds only, and just the 6 are declared here.
Yeah, a little bit disappointing, it's only 6 runners, but it is competitive. And again, a couple of horses with good chances here. Turnberry Eye was slightly disappointing for Aidan Bryan last time out at Naas. He had to do better than that. He ran fairly well before it, and his 2-year-old form isn't too bad. Pennsylvania Avenue was a good winner for Gordon Elliott last time out in a battling race at Killarney, up £7 for that, and must have a chance under Deck McDonough. Dermot Soon Noon was made a pacemaker last time for a better stable companion, Hazlitt, when he finished 5th, actually, in a group race at the Corrie. He went up £5 for that, which might have scuppered his chances. Again, I'm looking at Ger Lyons and Colin Keane. Nickajack Cave is the name of it. A winner of Cork early on the season, but a good effort last time and second to Roscommon, buying a decent horse to Daniel Wells called Georgeville. Farmers books has slightly been Ozzy Valentine came out and won at the Curra last weekend. Colin Keane will struggle to do 8-8, but I just think the fact he's riding him suggests he's well fancied, and I think he might just be worth a few euro there tomorrow in the 2:45 race.
The 3:20 is the 3-year-old mile handicap for horses in the handicap with 18 runners declared here, Martin.
Yeah, it's a big field here. Plenty of horses with chances. I thought number 2 on the card, Yard, trained by Sheila Labrie, Robbie Coggan, might be the way to go here. He has gone up £9 for winning last time, but he did win with a little bit to spare. And from a nice draw on stall 5 over this mile trip, he just might be good enough to go in again. A Lethal Endeavour for Andy Slattery and Ben Cohn has some good form to his credit and must have a chance for Kevin Pendergast's month ahead. Also is another one that might be given a chance each way and the best of his form. But I just think Yard is an improving horse and might just be good enough to go in again.
Is there anything else on the Navancar tomorrow, Martin?
I think the opening race, Air Force Jet, must have a good chance for Joseph Bryan. Just switched out of the maze in his first start. Doesn't look the strongest of races tomorrow, and I feel this one could win here for Joseph Bryan. But in the last, maybe a horse called Pacific Ocean for Aidan O'Brien has enough form in his back locker to suggest he could win this one. Drawn 14 makes life a bit more difficult, but he's the type of horse that would like this mile distance, and I think he just might be good enough to win there.
Okay, let's move on to Tremor. It's their second day of the 2-day June Bank Holiday Festival with, again, an early start of 1:15. 7 races on the National Hunt card there tomorrow. We're going to move to the second race of the card. It's the handicap hurdle rated 18.95, where we've a field of 15.
Yeah, Kenneth Woods is our horse number 3. Lucid Don must have a bit of a chance under Paul Townend. Paul has a couple of good rides the weekend, have to be said, at Kilbegan and at Kilbegan Sunday and Tremor Saturday. And this one was second to Calenzo over this course last week. I mean, Tremor's one of these courses, Patrick, where if you've shown previous form, it's always worthwhile fighting with that. It's a very tricky track, very undulating. If you hand this, you've got a big advantage. And I just think previous form here can be important. Lucid Don ran very well last time, and I just think might be good enough to win again. And number 6, Carried, is very interesting. And for Prunella Dobbs, Adam Sharp takes the mount here. Rating 85 on the over National Hunt, certainly on flat he's much better than that. He shows some very good form in the dog over the years, hasn't taken the hurdles yet to date, but steps into handicap company after market 85 and could be worth just keeping an eye on the betting market. If there's money for that one, you'd have to be respectful of his chance, but I think Elusive Don sets a decent standard and could go in here.
The 2.5 handicap is due off at 3 o'clock, Martin, for horses rated 80 to 109. We have a field of 9 here.
Yeah, interesting race, this one. I thought a couple of previous winners in their last start would have a chance here. All the Way West won over 3 miles of Cork last time for Louis Archdeacon, and Philip Enright takes them out again, up £6 for that. But Henry Devant is our own man. Narrow winner of Clonmel last time. Davy Russell takes them out here, up £7. Interesting, I think he's coming here. Local trainer Henry, and I just think might just be good enough to go in here. In a Pinch hasn't ran for quite a while for Chase Levin and Paul Townend, but he did win last time, though. It's a good few months ago now. If it's fully fit after a bit of a break, he'd have to give it a bit of a chance. But I think maybe our own man might just prove best on this occasion.
The Mayor's Beginner's Chase is due off at 3:35, and Willie Mullins seems to have the cards in this one.
Yes, you would expect contingency to go very close here. Ran very well in the big handicap hurdle at the Punchdown Festival, second to Mr. Adjudicator, stable companion. That was a very good effort. Before that, I ran well in the Mayor's handicap hurdle at the big Dublin Racing Festival, Leopardstown in February. One, though, with a definite chance and with previous race course experience over fences, is Song of the Sky for Joseph Bryan, just touched off the last time. Does like a bit, probably a bit of rain, so would expect a bit of rain hopefully overnight to boost his chances, but I think contingency sets a very high standard.
The handicap chase is due off at 4:10 over 2 miles and 5 furlongs, Martin, and we have a field of 7.
Yeah, I like the chances here. That's my presenting for Shea Barry, local trainer, who normally does well at Tramore, Dennis Regan on board. Decent effort last time and second, and had some good form at Tramore to his credit. A couple of horses there with chances. Fernando Theatre run second last time out as well. Also, What's in the Corner, the top one for Shark Hanlon. Tom Hamilton claims £5 off that one. And Belgrove has won over this course before, with David Russell on board, up £6 for his most recent win here, and must have a good chance. Very open race, even though there's only 7 runners. I go along with that's my presenting.
Any heels on the small card, Martin?
Possibly the open race, I think. Patrick, there's one there, a decent horse called Auntie Audrey, not a bad horse in the flat. Kylie came 7 off it, Pat Flynn, local trainer again. It generally does run well in these type of on the flat, really, low kind of low bed handicaps, like school ground, as a local trainer. Should be well schooled for this assignment, and showed good form last time and toured. I think this one has a bit of a chance in that opening 1:15 event.
Okay, let's move to Kilbeggan on Sunday then, Martin, because they host their annual June Bank Holiday meeting on the Sunday with a 2:00 start. We're going to kick off with the second race of the card, the Mayor's Conditions Hurdle, over 2.25 miles, and we have 9 go to post.
Yeah, a couple of interesting ones here. This is fairly competitive, it has to be said, Patrick. And Dolly Dancer was a good winner last time out of Tipperary. Seen that winning on that occasion, Brian Hayes rolled it, and it really did win with a quite decisively on that occasion. Must have an outstanding chance here again. Harston Laredo, I must say, ran a good race called Just Class for Danny Mullins in Ballinrobe. Chased home EJTK, a much improved filly of Gavin Cromwell. And I just think in that type of form, maybe Just Class could be good enough to beat Dolly Dancer. I think Dolly Dancer will be favoured and will be hard to beat.
The handicap hurdle is due off 3:10 over 2 miles. We have a field of 13, Martin.
Yeah, a few chances here. That love a local trainer, Kilbeggan. Bridge Nate, a very, very consistent animal. 4 to Kilbeggan last time. Before that was 2nd at Cork. Dara Keefe claimed 7 off for back here and must have a bit of a chance. Federer Cap winner last time and Dennis Cullen is the horse ridden by Jody McCarvey. Must have a bit of a chance here as well. Artie Sophia for Gordon Elliott will be fancied. Was a well fancied at Ballinrobe last time, was an early faller. Dennis O'Regan takes him out there. And that was probably a stronger contest than this one. So you expect him to go very well. Overall, I think Bridge Native is rock solid each way, and that'd be the way I'd be playing this one.
The handicap hurdle for horses rated 80 to 102 is due off at 3:45. The distance over 3 miles and 12 this time will take on the starter.
Yeah, I think Man of Mine was a good winner last Friday week at Downpatrick. I've seen him winning on that occasion. Went up £8 for that, but must have a good chance again for Marshall Watson and Andrew Ring. Duke's Girl for Gordon Elliott was well backed in the first run for a stable a couple of weeks ago at Ferryhouse, but disappointed. Better effort last time on tour, and again, Davey takes him out here, so would be certainly open to improvement. Well, a horse called Emer for Willie Ross will have a chance for Conor McNamara. Second at Ballinrobe recently, likes the trip of 3 miles, stays all day, it has to be said, a really good stamina this one has. And maybe Emer deservedly could open an account here. She's gone close on a couple of occasions in the past.
And then later on the card, of course, we've got the handicap chase, Martin, over 3 miles and 1 furlong, due off at 4:55 with 8 declared here.
Yeah, a few with previous form around Kilbeggan here, Patrick. The likes of Grace Mount, Jamie Summers definitely has a bit of a chance. Ali Blue as well, the third last time for Gordon Elliott and David Russell. But I think No Means Dunford has a really good chance here. Showed some good form earlier on this year. Possibly would like a bit of rain, all right. That's the only thing you'd have to say. And some good races in probably better company than this. He did start one of the main fancies for the Novice Chase final at Navan in March. It was a follow on that occasion. But fancy clear round, I think this one has a good chance under Sean Flanagan.
What else on the card on Sunday, Kilbeggan, Martin?
Yeah, the opening race, Union Gap, is a good chance for No Mead. Ran the flat last time, but its form over hurdles is quite good. Rate 120. It's an opportunity race. Own Mulch takes the mount here, and I think that'll be hard to beat. Well, in the beginner's chase, again, it looks at the mercy of Willie Mullins' runner here. Robin DiCardo was a decent mare, this one. Father last time over hurdles, but certainly has some very good form to her credit. Paul Townend rides it. Sure to be well schooled and must go well. The danger there is horse called Cliff House, second at Ballinrobe just last Monday, behind the great Wicklow Brave, who was winning his first chase at the age of 10. But Cliff House certainly put up to him for a while and must have a bit of a chance here. But I do think Robin DiCardo might have his measure.
Okay, let's move then to Listowel, Martin, because they host their first of their Tudor fixture on Sunday. That kicks off at 1:45. We're going to move on to the third race of the card. It's the three-year-old handicap over 7 furlongs with 13. We'll be entering the stalls here.
Yeah, I like the very bottom one here, Patrick, an improved animal for Pat Martin. Pretty good at these kind of low-grade handicappers. Miriam's Way is her name. She won 2 of her last 3 starts. Up another £7 for that last win. Now, this is a better race, but I still think she's on the improve. Strong stall 8, which around the stall isn't too bad, because you want to be drawn low if you can. It's a tight track, this one. Beren Boy for Richard O'Brien and Lumsden was a surprise winner for Andy Oliver last time in Sligo, but both those have a chance in this run. I think Miriam's Way, those can continue improving, and could be another one for Pat Martin here.
The 4:05 race is the 45-65 handicap for older horses over a mile, and we've got a full field of 16.
Yeah, Paper Count must have a chance to top away for Colin Keane, Richard O'Brien, Torta Jassar at Limerick last time. Now, that Jassar has gone on and won the big Premier Handicap Dakota last Friday, which was good form. Also, all the Mollies is a chance for Dot Love, very consistent animal with Killian Leonard. But Dermerwell's Scorpion Black probably stands out here. Nice draw in stall two. Second on his last start, Rising Star apprentice Andrew Slattery takes the mount on this one. He'd be actually doing his leaving cert next Wednesday, Patrick, so he certainly would be hoping to get a couple of winners before that. I don't know how he manages to keep doing the study and keep riding winners, but he certainly is a very promising young rider, and I think he could have another winner here on Scorpion Black.
Moving on to the next race is the 6 furlong handicap for horses rated 60-95, and we've got a field of 14.
Yeah, the feature race here of the weekend at Listowel, and a very competitive handicap this, won last year by Fit for Function. I think he's got a great chance of winning again for Joe Murphy, who's had a couple of good winners lately. Fit for Function won well at Gordon Park Wednesday night. It's a £6 penalty for that, but he's just run off a mark now, a pound higher than he did when he won last year. And I think with Gary Halpin on board, he's got a decent enough stall in stall 8. I think he's got a great chance here. A race at the Curragh last weekend featured Arkan Ears and Fridge of Nansen, but both second and third behind Blair Main at the Curragh last week in a competitive handicap. Both have good chances, though, of the two. Fridge of Nansen has much the better draw in stall 1. Honor Oak was a good winner for Tom Hogan on last start and went up £6 for that. While the top one, Benison Jack, is a better horse than he's shown of late. He's come down a little bit in the weights, but I think off 10 stone, he probably has a little bit to do here. I think all in all, a tough race, but I think Fit for Function might just be the one.
The conditioned race over a mile and 3/4 is the final race on Sunday's card, with 7 declared.
The interesting one here, Patrick, is the English one here, Archie Watson. Bass is the name of it, ridden by Bodie Hampson, who's a fairly experienced rider in England. She claims £5. She's ridden about 33 winners over in England. And this one has a good chance on ratings. Interesting that he's coming all the way over to challenge for this race. I think New Cross, though, Tony Martins, would have a sound chance. Third of Lavin last time behind Venezia in a competitive handicap, and just might be the one here to beat the likely favourite Jabass. Pearl of the West for John McConnell, disappointing last time at Killarney, probably found the ground a bit quick, but it was a good winner over hurdles at the Punchdown Festival. Any ease in the ground would suit at Pearl of the West, and that one must have a good chance as well. So an interesting contest around after first day at Listowel. I think I'd take a chance on Newcross.
Okay, anything else on Listowel's card Sunday?
Just the opening couple of races there, Patrick. I think the horse called Prince of Naples has a bit of a chance in the first Sheila Labrie. Finished fifth to a decent horse called Sunday Sovereign in the good maiden at the Curragh a couple of weeks ago. This one, nicely berthed in stall two, would have a chance here. Might be Denver Wells' Britannia Kitten, who was fourth at Leopardstown on his first start. Well, the second race could go the way of Kalanura for Mick Halford. Doesn't seem to have got home in his last 2 starts over a mile and a quarter. Dropping back to 7 furlongs here, and might be good enough to win for the Aga Khan, Mick Halford.
Okay, we started our preview of the Derby tomorrow, Martin. We're going to try and nail our colours to the cross now for the big race of the weekend.
Yeah, I'd love to see Mad Moon win. I think 10-1 is a solid price his way. Other than that, I think just Broom on the ground that might have more scope for improvement. Just would worry that he gets a bit too far behind, but I think maybe, you know, he's kind of idle. I think things will be different tomorrow. I don't know if O'Brien rides him, and he just might be a bit of value around 4 or 5-1 to beat the likely favourite Sir Dragonette.
Is Sir Dragonette very short, Martin?
Well, he's 11-4. I've got a feeling he could drift, actually, Patrick, on the day. It all depends. I've just got a feeling he might drift. People have come for all sorts of horses. A very good betting race, I suppose, the Derby. And, you know, with Aidan O'Brien having 7, it wouldn't be the biggest surprise in the world to see him win with one that's not favoured. I suppose he will. He's around 11-4, you know, 3-1-1. But I've just got a feeling he might just drift. It depends on the ground. I think if the ground is really good to firm, which it could be, I think, you know, he just might drift. But he could be a very good horse, there's no doubt about that. The way he's won his 2 races, he looked very good. You just wonder how, you know, has he, like, the fact he wasn't even entering the race is a bit of a surprise. The second entry is closed in April. He just ran a week or two later and won very well. But, like, if you thought he was showing enough, an awful lot at home, they surely would have put him in at that stage. The fact that he didn't actually enter him is a bit of a surprise. He's obviously a latecomer now. He could just be one of those two of those that were one of those horses that just showing nothing at home and just shows everything for the track. And, you know, if he is to win this, he's only had two runs in his life. It's very, very likely raced. He's opened all sorts of improvement. If he is to win this race and win it well, certainly the world is his oyster. He could be a very, very good horse in time.
Okay, we'll be looking forward to that tomorrow. We also have to touch on the big French Derby as well, the Prix du Jockey Club, due off at 3:25 on Sunday in Chantilly. O'Brien has a couple of runners here, but they would have to improve the World Stone, I suppose, to beat the Shaw Price favourite and Persian King.
Yeah, he looks a very good horse indeed, Patrick. I seen him in the Newmarket last October, beating Magna Grecia, of course, and then won the English 2000 Guineas. Now, he was supposed to run the English Guineas show at one stage with Tom Bourgogne. He does like a cut in the ground, which kept him in France, and he won the French 2000 Guineas in good style. I think he could be a fair horse, this fella. It'd be probably a bit of a surprise if he gets beaten. Cape of Good Hope for Joseph or Aidan O'Brien, but need to improve on what he's shown today. He probably will do and could reach the frame. But I have to say, I think Persian King is going to be very hard to beat in that one.
And of course, we'll be ridden by Pierre Charles Boudreau for French trainer André Farb. So they are really the big racing stories of the weekend to look forward to, Martin. And this time we're going to have to leave it because time has really caught up with us. But before we let you go, we will get your best bets of the weekend.
Okay, so it's happened on Saturday, Patrick. I think take a chance on Nickajack Cave in that 2:45 event and Teddy Boy in the 1:05. At Tramore on Saturday, definitely would like the chances of Our Old Man in the 3 o'clock race. I think that's a very good chance. And also would go along with that's my presenting in the 4:10 race under Dennis O'Regan. For Begging on Sunday, certainly a couple of chances here. I like the chances of Just Class in the 2:35 event, and I go along with Stoneford in the 4:55. Well, at Lissol on Sunday, I like Fit for Function in the 4:40 event, and I take a chance on the opening race, a horse called Prince of Naples.
Okay, perfect stuff, Martin. Thanks very much for joining us once again this week, and we look forward to speaking to you next weekend. We'll only have one meeting to cover next weekend, that's in Navan, but we will catch you again next Friday.
No problem at all, Patrick. Take care of yourself.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.